Well, it's because we were all sitting over there.
Okay, let me turn on the light here.
I'm glad you made it on time.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm never going to live that down.
It's the only thing I can...
Okay, okay.
I deserve it.
We'll go ahead and call the common council meeting to order at 6:14 p.m. on Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Reffitt, absent.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on the 22nd of June. That wasn't our last meeting. That was two meetings ago. Oh, because we didn't have a council meeting last time. That's why. It was our last meeting. I apologize.
Yeah, some of us showed up.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Changes.
Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the compliance with statement of benefits for Precision Plastics. Dale, are you here for that?
Or
you
well, I am.
Say hello.
Yeah, so Dale
okay.
Thanks for coming, Dale.
While no one from Precision is here, I had a pretty good conversation just about a week and a half ago with Mr. Fishman. So they are struggling. They lost Oddly, and the more I found out about it, the more Oddly was really, shall I say, being very harsh with them. And so not only did they lose the contract, they were trying to get them to pay all kinds of fines and penalties, which is in dispute. So they are diligently looking for their new business or a partner. And again, this compliance is as a
So do we judge this off of the last year's, or like what's the date that we judge it by? Because you know.
Well, I mean, we obviously judge it based on the information in front of us.
For all information we have, then,
yep.
Up to the most recent information.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is what they report on here is what we go off of.
Okay.
Now certainly, obviously, long-time business that has... that's been here for a long time and has contributed a lot to our community. But, you know, I will say from a local level, I know that Sean's been working with them to try to help from the electric side, understanding that, you know, I think basically they're oversized, right? Their electric service is oversized.
Well, for their current load, obviously. When you do 75% of your production, and you're built for a certain level of production,
yeah.
I mean, we have minimums in there for a reason.
Yeah.
The reason for our minimums on our commercial accounts is the cost of the infrastructure isn't cheap. Well, my opinion, just my opinion, is they've been a customer of Plum City Electric since 70s probably? A long time. And they've paid these minimums, they've paid their commercial rates for so many years. So we just felt like it was time for us to kind of reach out to them and see if we could help them when they're struggling a little bit. And so we did. We offered them, but they're paying for all the electricity they use. We're not currently working with them on their minimums because we know production's down and we expect it to go back up. So, yeah.
I know this is a tough situation for them, but, you know, they've done everything they could. I personally don't have a problem supporting this abatement. Just hoping they can get back on their feet and we don't need to put a nail in their coffin.
Right, and so at least they are communicating and they're allowing others to try and help them either find a partner or find a different line of business.
I don't have a problem supporting it.
Okay, is that a motion?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion to find Precision Plastics in compliance with their real estate improvements and grant an additional year of abatement. Right? Okay. I have a motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Further discussion?
I will say why these are so late. It's because they ended up the county. They never even thought that about them being ours until last week. So that's why we're getting them. And then we'll continue with them.
I was going to say, so what we're approving right now is the real estate abatement that you have in your packet. There is also personal property that will come after this. So I will show you that here in a moment. It doesn't really change anything, but so. Okay, have a motion, second. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay, are these the same thing or are these two separate?
Separate.
So they have two.
It's 14 and mine's 2007.
Look at that. It's 2014. I know, but what is it? Oh, is this last year? Gotcha.
Been in motion for years.
Yeah,
so probably getting almost to the point
the towards the end of their baby.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, that whatever we can do is just this.
Okay. So we have, I'm going to pass down a personal property abatement. This is 2014-7. And again,
so this is 7 years under the abatement?
Yes. Yes. And then after that, we'll do the 2017 one. Thank you for your patience on this.
And the same thing with this. These were at the county, but they would not let me have them. And so Dale reached out to them yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Got them.
Strong arms. Strong arms.
It was easy to get it out of position. On the second.
Okay, so what you're seeing is last year's and this year's.
Oh, okay.
So really the first two pages are really the key. Okay. I'm also, while you're doing that, I'm also going to pass down the 2017 personal property abatement as well. We'll vote on them separately, but since you guys are taking time to look at them, which you should, I want to make sure that we're utilizing that time wisely.
So a lot of these are reaching maturity date?
I mean, 17 would be 4 years in, but 14, you're getting close, yeah. Yep. Next, so the real estate you just approved, I think, was the 14, correct? And the first of those two personal properties is 14 as well, so again, Dan's point of seven years. By the way, welcome back, Rachel. Good to see you. Say what?
She has anxiety.
I say that.
Yeah,
say that. It's a
bad.
It's a good day to do that.
Yeah.
I'm a kid at
heart.
They were an old trailer to begin with. That's the first manufacturing.
Okay, so since you all have seen that, let's take the personal property abatement with resolution number 2014-7. Do I have a motion to find Precision Plastics in compliance and grant an additional year of abatement.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, second by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next one we'll take up is the personal property abatement for Precision Plastics for resolution number 2017-17. Do I have a motion to find them in compliance and grant an additional year of abatement?
So moved.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Walt. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you, Dave. Okay, next up is ordinance 2021-16. This is the traffic amendment ordinance. I think after talking with Dan, because this isn't platted, these streets are not yet platted, they're not even on the GIS yet, I would ask that we table that ordinance at least for 2 weeks to hopefully get that in place, and if it's not, then we can delay it even further. But
we need a motion.
I would like a motion to table that ordinance.
I move that we table this ordinance until a later date.
Okay. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Ted. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Next up is the Scrivener's error for tariff for solar. I don't know who wants to take this one, if it's Don or Marcia or both. Or
I'll
what.
Start. So basically, this is just a clerical error that we're looking to clear up. And when we did our rates for the solar, it affects a total of 3 customers. So it doesn't, and it actually reduces what it charges them. But it was just a mistake in the way it was prepared. And now it's prepared the way that we would like to see it prepared. And so it'll just replace Exhibit A. Is that correct, Marcia?
Yeah, so this is from Buzz's office. They're the ones that prepared the exhibit, and they're the ones that made the mistake in crafting it. So all of this, it's not changing what was passed. It's just changing how it was unfortunately presented wrong. In the document. So the understanding was always the same on how it was passed, mm-hmm. It's just that there was an error on how they presented it.
Questions? Okay, can I have a motion to, I'm assuming it's just approve the
script to the correction made to the exhibit.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Which, by the way, they should know where that is. Sean, do you know where that was the, where is that one?
It's the 15 and the 50. Is that what you're talking about?
The renewable energy service part.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's under the residential basic service. If you look, it says customer charge per month is $15. Customer charge per month with renewable energy is 50. So what they had done before is they listed it at the bottom, so it looked like an additional surcharge. And that's not at all what we wanted it to look like. So now it's just you're one or the other. You're either a traditional residential customer or you're a renewable energy customer.
Which is the way we had planned it anyways. Yes. And that's the way we talked about it. And
that didn't affect the numbers or anything like that?
It doesn't change. It doesn't change anything. It just is the way in which it's written. So it's clear for the public. And also keep in mind, you know, because you always have questions of why they're paying for something when they're generating solar electricity. At the end of the day, when the sun doesn't shine for a couple of days in a row, you need our electrical background there, which is our backbone, if you will. So no different than sewer, where if it's in front of your home, you have to pay a charge for that. So okay, so do I have a motion to approve the Scrivener's error? And I'm sorry, I misspoke what I'm supposed to say, and then what's the actual motion? Motion to approve
approve the correct exhibit the way that it was supposed to have been presented.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the Exhibit A in the correct presentation?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Department heads, did you guys hear what happened with the department head? Did you guys hear the department head? No, Jennifer did. Okay. Mark, department head report.
Well, I don't know if I heard the last one. Just kind of been busy with the pool. Kind of really being hot and crazy there. use it. Lifeguards are kind of getting to the point where they're ready to be done, and it's tough to kind of get them at times, so we're kind of challenged with that recently. We're using the old high school property for soccer practices now, and football practices start tonight. So we've been working on getting the bathrooms back there, trying to get power and get the bathrooms going. Fields are laid out, so it's kind of different for us to use that area, but it's nice to have. We had a softball tournament last weekend that was ran by our softball committee, and they had several teams that showed up for it and signed up, and it was well run, well received by everybody. They made about $5,000, which was great, so that was cool. The maintenance barn is moving along, did a lot of great comments about that, so that's neat to hear, we're excited to be doing that. The Father Daughter Dance is coming up August 6th and 7th, it's obviously not the time we normally do it, we pushed it back, so we couldn't do it in February, until next weekend, which is weird to say, but we do have several tickets still available if you know anybody looking for tickets. It's not like previous years where they sell out in a week. We've been selling it for a few weeks now, and we still have several. So I think a lot of people have vacations and things like that planned. So if they want tickets, they can come get them for $20 each.
And who knows what the impact of COVID is on there, too.
Right.
Individuals, too.
Right. And then the mayor and I met with DNR last week. DNR is, they came up from Indianapolis to meet with us on site at the high school property to see where we were planning on doing some of the projects we had applied for grant funding from. We submitted a grant to them in June, and we should know by the end of, let's say, sometime this fall, if we get it. And so, kind of exciting. I think they had a lot of great input for us, and now we have to kind of figure out if we're going to change things up a little bit and potentially apply again next year. So, still moving along with trying to find funding for that so we can do some of the far west part of that property that has the fishing hole in it right now.
With no fish.
No fish.
Just that one.
Yeah. We'll get to it. Yeah, at least they chose to do up New Lake instead of into that pond.
There's swimming in it last week, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Questions of Mark?
With the increased traffic at the pool, have we seen an uptick in the amount of concessions sold? And
oh, yeah.
Is that turning out to be a good decision for the city to be doing that?
We definitely made a lot more money there, yes, for sure. For sure.
Something you think you'll continue other years?
I think so. It's been a challenge in the sense that, so I've taken one of our full-time staff and kind of made that her responsibility to oversee that. Obviously takes her out of the office a lot, but she's done a phenomenal job with it, and her staff have done a great job. But they've learned a lot, and they're doing really well. So they've sold a lot.
Other questions, Mark? Thank you. Tom?
Well, other than thanking Mark for that amazing and very lengthy report, other than that, my written report is submitted, and if you have any questions, I'll answer those questions.
Didn't have any truck repairs on it this time, did it?
I'm sorry?
It didn't have any truck repairs on it, did it?
It did not have any truck repairs. We did have a, I know Gary's going to speak about the vehicle in the river, but we did have a truck that needed repaired that rolled over, it was early last week, a propane tanker that rolled over on
Frontage
Road. That was interesting. There's things about this job that I can check off the box, and I hope I never have to do again. That's one of them. So, yeah, it's been an interesting last several years. And
but it remained contained, though, right?
It did all remain contained. All the evacuations and stuff were precautionary just in case something happened. When you go to write one of those, you don't know what's going to happen to valving. So, yes, it was all precautionary.
Yeah, good.
I feel bad for the optometrist that was affected by the explosion because his building was in the Big Ten Center. And again, his business had to be evacuated for the tanker truck. So that poor optometrist that probably thinks we have it out for him. Mm-hmm.
Questions, Tom? Thank you. Garrett?
Just touched on a couple things from my report. Around the 4-H grounds, we put the temporary no parking police order signs up. Had several residents in the area compliment how much that probably saved their yard during the rain and all that. Lots of times it gets tore up with the rain and there's just nowhere to park. And the 4-H had a phenomenal year this year. They're telling me that they did better this year than they did in 2019 by far. So I think they had a really good fair. Secondly, I'd just like to thank the Columbia City Fire Department, obviously our police, state police, EMS, and the Smith Brothers, and also Raleigh Automotive employees for helping with the incident that occurred down there where the car went over the embankment and almost into the river. It did knock the trash can into the river, or their dumpster into the river, but the car stopped right before the river. It got hung up on some trees, so we was able to get them, the people and occupants of the car, up to EMS safely with the help of all those people. So it was kind of a team effort.
What day was that?
Friday.
It was Friday.
So, yeah, I just like to thank all them. Other than that, I sent the full report and got nothing much else to add.
Person Gary. Thank you. Mike.
We're starting back hooking the houses up on the other side of Van Buren Street. Should have three hooked up tomorrow.
Okay.
Also got the pipe ordered for and in for Jefferson Street.
Okay. Where is Westgate on that?
Wherever you want. I'm really waiting for them to stake it out.
Okay.
So that we know where they want it.
Okay.
And there's one house out there. I don't know if they're going to have a driveway hardly at all.
Yeah.
By moving the street. I don't know how far they want to move the street. That's yeah. the problem. Also, we've probably got 60 new meters in the AMI. They're not all reading, but some of them are.
Okay.
So.
Yep. Are we placing those in different locations or all consolidated in one area?
Wherever one goes out, they're getting a new meter.
Okay. Great. Question of mine? Thank you. Sean?
So I also submitted a report last week. I'll just hit on a couple of those. Like we talked about Westgate. Buddale Drive is the furthest, I guess, or the west portion of that subdivision is all buried and underground and operating. We've moved to the front section now. We've got about half dozen customers already transferred over to the new underground service. So that's coming along nicely. We also are getting ready to order the remaining polyphase or commercial bill meters for our AMI system. That will effectively be all the meters that we will need for our AMI system. Those are a little more expensive, but we are programming, we are installing, we're doing it all in-house, so we won't have any additional charges on that. I know we tabled a facilities agreement with AEP last time we had a meeting. They still haven't responded with an updated report, so who knows when we'll actually get back to that. But basically, it's just going to spell out the demarcation point between AEP and Columbia City Electric and who owns which poles. But other than that, if you have any questions about my report.
Questions, Sean? Thank you. Marsha?
Nothing.
RC? A couple things for your information. Number one, earlier today, ABC 21, although I think it was NBC officially, was over and did an interview with me, and it's going to do an interview with the Historical Society tomorrow regarding Shinzo Oki to kind of highlight during the Olympics, which I think is really a kind of a cool thing. So we met in Oki Alley, and I think it went really well. So. Also, as a follow-up, Nathan Bilger and I met with R.D. Schrader today to talk about the annexation of that property, the addition that they built on that splits the county and the city both. So it seems like a long time ago we had that conversation. It's because Nathan and I were trying to seek clarification from the assessor as to how that property is taxed and what the changes would be made. So after a conversation with them and between Nathan and the assessor and us, effectively, I think they are going to request annexation for that property. The ag land on that property will remain being taxed at the ag level from the county. That is a legislative directive for ag land that's annexed in. So I don't think there'll be a whole lot of change. Currently, the addition to the building is actually being assessed at city rate anyways because it's split into two. So there's really no difference, but for future, as I explained to Artie, for the future, it's worthwhile to have that annexed. And if they need even partial off in the future, they can do that so that they still create that difference. So I just say that so you're aware of where we're at. So I'm going to be providing him a basically annexation request document so that he can do that and bring it back over to us. So that's where we're at on that issue. Okay. Tomorrow I have a board of directors meeting for AIM, and then tomorrow afternoon we have a US 30 planning meeting. Let's see what else. Friday is the employee appreciation luncheon, 11:30 to 12:30 at Morse's Park. Rhodes Automotive is having their 20th anniversary party that day as well. I will be out a couple of days next week. I'll be in Indianapolis Wednesday and Thursday explicitly for some mayor events and then also some meetings on Thursday. We're going to be meeting with IDEM on Thursday. Mike Cook and Austin from the wastewater department will be coming down and meeting me in Indy with IDEM over our toxicity issue that he's been reporting on for 3 years now that we keep thinking we're solved, and then it pops up in another area of the city. So we're going to talk with them about that. They want to put us under an agreed order and fine us. And my point to them is, how is that beneficial since we've already contracted with a company to try to do the investigation. We've tried to do it internally. We've passed X amount of tests, and then we end up failing the third and final test. So my point to them is going to be, how is this helpful for anybody? So we're going to go fight our case. We'll see. Got through, as you well know, most of the budget meetings. I have one more left. Next weekend, not this coming weekend, the following weekend, as Mark mentioned, father-daughter dance is coming up. We also have First Friday on that Friday, JA Car Show on Saturday. So got a lot of things coming up. And I think that's probably all I'm going to talk about at the moment. That's one more thing. And some of you have heard this, some of you have not heard this. We have had one really productive conversation with a fiber company. And so we are continuing conversations about that. And we'll see where it goes. But it was a very positive first meeting, let's say it that way. So I know our residents have been... some residents have been very interested in how do we get fiber out to, you know, out to at least our neighborhoods in the city and certainly outside the city limits. This may be an option. I'm not 100% sure yet, but it is an option on the table potentially. So. With that, Walter.
Tractor Supply, if you haven't drove by there lately, they are working on a task that has been an open issue for 4 months.
A little while, yeah.
And it probably even goes back a lot longer, but I think the mayor initiated a letter to the company, and if you go by, you'll see some new curbing. You'll see they're redoing the entrances, the grinding, the existing asphalt, and putting it back down. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good thing, and I've heard a lot of good comments. It said, boy, it needed that.
Yeah.
So if you see it and you're in Tractor Supply, give them extra thanks, for helping us to help them. So.
Great. Thank you all. Dan. Jennifer.
I have nothing. Really? Surprising, right?
Tad.
Nothing.
Okay. Dale.
Just other than the rate grant that some people have or haven't been following that from IDC, Northeast Indiana is submitting, and Columbia City had
for your information, we submitted the amphitheater at Eagle Park, the old CCHS property, whatever we're calling it. We haven't decided yet. But and then we also submitted the test kitchen that we've been talking about, as you are aware of. So lots of good stuff. Press. Okay. We will call the meeting adjourned.